page today. This scripture is not in your notes. I was going to share this possibly next Sunday or the Sunday after. But if you have your Bible, go to Deuteronomy chapter 34. Deuteronomy 34. And I want to drop this in your ears because it needs to challenge you for the rest of today's message. All right? Deuteronomy 34 and verse 7. And it's not on the screen. My apologies for that. But Deuteronomy 34 and verse 7. I mean, you got to think for a minute to think about Moses. We're reading Genesis 6 where God promised us 120 years. The world has revolved around the term 70 or 80. You know, it's time to go on home. It's 70 to 80 years. It's time for you to go. That was for Korah's generation who were cursed. They're the ones that built the golden calf. Do you want a fellowship with that?
No.
He promised you a long life until you're what? Satisfied. All right? Amen. All right. Well, Moses, look at Moses. He lived under the old covenant, yet he walked in divine health until the day he died. Divine health. Everybody say divine health. We read in Exodus, God said, I am the God who what? Heals you, healeth thee. We read in 2 Peter 2:24, by whose stripes you have been, past tense, made whole. Amen. This morning, here, look at this verse and write it down and go read it from multiple translations. It'll challenge your faith, and it should. Deuteronomy 34 and verse 7 says this, Moses was 120 years old when he died. What's the promise in Genesis 6? 120. He was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were blind. He was deaf. He couldn't hear. They were having to help him through the house. What's the scripture say? His eyes, say it with me if you got your Bible there. I'm reading from the New King James. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor diminished. Woo! There's a confession. My eyes are not dim. My natural vigor is generated by the fire of God. Amen. Woo! On the inside, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead invigorates my mortal body. What are you drinking from? If you're living in fear about everything, well, guess what? You're going to receive all that, especially if you're talking it. Can I preach to you? I'm preaching to myself. I told you, not, don't be condemned about what I'm sharing. I'm challenging you. Because God's got a plan for your life. I don't care how old you are. If you're breathing, He has a plan. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. If you're like Elizabeth doing dance classes and tumbling and hanging on ribbons in the air. That's right. Elizabeth challenges me. She came and brought me all this vitamin stuff, you know, to mix up and drink. Listen, God's got a plan for your life. If you're breathing, He's still got a plan. He has a vision for your life. He has a plan and a purpose. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes weren't dim, nor his natural vigor diminished. Go and read about that. I know there was reasons he died at 120. If you go back and look at Adam, how long he lived, Methuselah, Abraham, Noah, all the different ones. As the curse got more set in on the earth, lifespans began to change. But yet, you can go online right now and see people that live to be 120. You sure can. You can go online right now and see pictures. I forgot this. What was it, Matthew? That one woman in Russia? How old was she? About 120. Now, she looked like she was 120. She did. But, you know, the Bible says with what kind of life? Long life. The Lord says, so we're going to read that in just a minute. But, you know, when we were dealing with stuff earlier this year, we'd received some things from Jane, and Some of you know we got her home, and we were cleaning it out. She left us to go through her things, her personal things, and deal with things. And we were hot and heavy, busy packing boxes. Some of you came to help us, and we are so thankful for you doing that because it was hard. There was a lot to do. I made very close friends with the lady who bought her house. And she had me come over a couple weeks ago, and I got to look. Was this got a part of the message? Yes, it's a part of the message. She had me look at what all she'd done. She had redesigned everything. It was beautiful. I think Jane would be excited about seeing it. The house looked so much bigger. And those of you that came to pack, you know, Jane had all the walls red, and they were beautiful. Ketchup red. In fact, that was the name of the paint, ketchup red. Okay? And Jane had zebra carpet going up the steps. Because that's Jane. The only thing Bobby wanted to keep was the zebra carpet on the steps. But she painted everything, made bigger closets, and turned the sitting area, which is the furniture Melissa has in her office now, turned the sitting area into a dining room with this beautiful chandelier. It's absolutely immaculate. I got pictures on my phone. But when we were in there cleaning out, with everything that had happened since Jane had passed, the Lord told me I wasn't believing for enough. And like Brother Hagin always taught, I always kept a book that I wrote goals in each year. And I've shared this with you before. And I have personal goals. I have family goals. We have goals for personal ministry. And I'm going to fulfill some of those here real soon. I have goals for the church, goals for our staff that I write down that I'm believing for over people that work here at the church and help us. I have goals that we've written down for missions and goals that we've written down specifically for our finances. And I can sit here today looking back when April, was it April when we started cleaning out? March. And I was going through my goal book and I looked at it and I had to mark off one of the goals that was supposed to be 10 years down the road. And the Lord at that point spoke very firmly to me. He says, you did not believe me for enough. And you need to change it now. So I scratched that out. And I tripled it. So I'm going to ask you this morning, what are you believing for? See, the Bible tells us in Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16, this is from the New King James, And he really dealt with me when on that goal thing. But he also dealt with me about my life because in June, I turned how old, church, y'all know? 60. 60. Amen. And 60 is only half of what? 120. And I looked back from 60 and I looked back down the road and I thought, well, life's been good. And I made a mistake. I told Melissa once, 2 years ago maybe, I said, I feel like I've accomplished everything I'm supposed to accomplish. No. And she looked at me like I was an idiot. How many know your wife can hear from the Holy Ghost? Doesn't have to open her mouth to stare at you like you dumb idiot. And she had that cold stare, loving but cold. But the Lord kind of got inside of me and says, you're not believing for enough. Because your latter years are supposed to be greater than your former.
Amen.
That's scriptural. All right. Your latter years are supposed to be greater than your former.
Amen.
I don't know what you're doing. Again, this is challenging me. Billy Godwin, why I mentioned him, Billy would always walk down in the crowd and he'd come up to somebody in church. He'd say, how are you feeling today, honey? Not so good. I'm not feeling so good either. Would you pray for me? He would do that kind of stuff. He would climb across the chairs to win somebody to the Lord in the back row. He would. Yep. And growled at somebody. He would. He'd come right up to you. He'd grab you by the head. Come out of her.
And
He challenged people. And when I was on the phone with him before he died, he challenged me. And I wrote some of it down, but it wasn't until turning 60 that it really kind of rung a bell. What you're doing now ought to be the greatest days of your life. Because what you're doing right now is preparing you for the future in the millennium. This is why spiritual things need to be paramount in your life, number one. This is why you need to read your Bible more than you watch TV, number one. This is why you need to pray in tongues. Because there's things on the inside that God wants to pull out, but He can't do it if you're not a willing vessel. Amen. Why? Because this verse says He set His love upon who? Well, we're talking about you setting your love upon Him. So because you have set your love upon Him, He says, I will deliver you. I will set you on high. There's no high like the Most High.
Oh my goodness.
Amen. I mean, I smoked some bad stuff when I was younger. I did some terrible things with Kool-Aid. But I'm telling you what, there's no high like the Most High. There are things and depths and realms in the spirit realm for your life in the flesh here on this earth that 99% of the body of Christ has not even touched yet. Because we're consumed with all the consuming. We're consumed with all of the fear. We're consumed with all of the things that everybody else says instead of doing what the Master said. Because you have set your love upon Him, He will deliver you. He will set you on high. Why? Because you have known His what? There's things about the name of Jesus that some people haven't even grabbed hold of yet. There's power in that name. Brother Hagin's book about the name of Jesus is the most powerful book in history ever written, next to the Bible. There's a study guide for it that's incredible. There's things about the name of Jesus that people haven't even touched. We get tired of a certain subject. We want to find something else that flips our lid or blows our hair back. Listen, I love to drive fast. And I love the car that has no windows. And you can run it and you can hear the engine rumble underneath your seat. And feel it. I love that. I love a good roller coaster. Don't like the Scream Machine in Atlanta. I don't feel comfortable in that. Melissa loves it. She thinks it. No, she don't love it anymore. Yeah, as you got older, you realized what I realized, right? But Andrew was afraid of roller coasters. I took him on the Mindbender at Six Flags. After that, I wish I had never took him on it because we rode it 25 times before we left the park that day. That's my favorite ride, doing all those loops and corkscrew spins. I love that. Flying with my dad in the plane, the door rattling because he wanted to see how long we could fly sideways. Doing barrel rolls in his certs and his chains coming out of his pocket, hitting the sunroof of the Citabria and bouncing up there as we're making all these spins and turns. That's fun. Yeah. Do you know, as fun as all those things are, God's got more fun for you right here and now in this life.
Amen.
And in the life that's yet to come. Why? Because you set your love on Him.
Yeah.
He'll deliver you. He'll set you on high. Because you have known His name, you can call upon Him and He'll what?
Answer
me. Yes, sir.
Lord,
He says He'll be with you in trouble. But to hear the body of Christ talk these days, we live in fear over all sorts of things. Make claims about things that aren't even written in Scripture. Believe things that aren't even gospel fact. But yet we got an opinion about it. And God's wanting you to step up to a higher level. You won't get there by being consumed with the trouble. No, God. Why? Because God is with you in trouble. He says he will deliver you and he will honor you. Amen. He'll be with you in trouble. He'll deliver him. He'll honor him. And what does he say at the end, the last verse here? Say it out loud. Come on. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Boy, when I turned 60, the Lord brought me back to that verse about Moses. And he brought me back to this verse, and I've been taking notes and journaling for weeks now. But the Lord just kind of burned it in me that I need to share this with you, because he challenged me. He says, you're not believing enough. You're not believing for your health enough. You're not believing for victory enough. You're not believing for mighty things enough. You're so convinced that you're just going to wither away, that you're not believing me for greater. Because the greater one's in you. Exactly. That's the point. Is the greater one in you, or is he like a co-pilot now, not a pilot? You start to believe the old Baptist license plate, God is my co-pilot, glory to God. He better be your pilot, because you set your love upon him. Therefore, he will deliver you. He will set you on high, because you have known his name. Whoo, that's the way to live, isn't it? Well, look at it here in the Amplified. The Amplified reads, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, kindness, trust, and relies on me, knowing that I will never, ever forsake him. I will never forsake him. No, never. He shall call upon me, and I will what? Deny him?
No,
he said he'll answer you. Ooh, I love this. And I will be with him in what? Trouble. How many of you had trouble so far this year? We've had a few. Air conditioner going out. But God provides. Amen. Amen. What else? I mean, there's a few things. I can't remember what all they were now. Because looking back on it, it's like, it's okay. When you know him, you have personal knowledge of his mercy, love, and kindness. You trust and rely on him, knowing he'll never forsake you, no, never. You call upon him, and he will answer you. He'll be with you in trouble. He will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, I don't have time to go into all the verses I studied from a lot of translations that aren't even available anymore, because you know I like to collect old translations. I got a lot of them at home, but the Voice translation reads like this: I'll reward him. How many of you know it's cool when God rewards you?
Amen.
And this verse, just so you understand, is for this life and the life to come.
Wow. Oh,
okay? He'll reward you now. Why can I say that? Because he'll reward you with how many? How many is many? That's a long time. Many good years on this earth. And let him witness my salvation. Many good years. That ought to be your confession every day you get up. Thank you, Lord, you've rewarded me with many good years. Every day I walk, I'm walking stronger. I was on the phone with Andrew day before yesterday. We were on the phone for about an hour. And we were just talking. We're making a couple T-shirt designs. And next Sunday, I'm going to bring the bumper sticker he made for me. And I got extra copies of it. So if you'd like to get one, I'll let you buy one, okay? For $5, all right? It's a big one. And boy, it makes a statement. It's got the scripture, you know. We shook our heads. All of us were stunned. At the top of it, it says something good, how it always happens to me. But in the middle, there's a verse from Hebrews that says, he makes his servants a flame of fire. That's you.
Amen.
Amen. But we were just talking, and he says, you're going to get somebody else to mow the yard. I said, no, I really need to mow the yard. It's good for me. I need to work. I need to do things. My mother-in-law even says, you work so hard. I like moving the rocks. Michelle came over Friday night, and we had game night, and said, I have rock envy. I mean, I love doing it. I want to buy two more pallets of rock. And I want to go put out some rock in certain places and make a wider flower bed and stuff. And I'm going to do that myself because I need to do that. I want to do that. It makes me stronger. Yes. Amen. Amen. What are you doing to make you stronger? Elizabeth hangs by a big bunch of cloth from the ceiling. Flips upside down. Spins around. Looks pretty cool. Yes. And you're beautiful doing it. I actually cut trees down. That's why Wesley is. I do it myself. He can go pour a patio, build an extra room. He went and bought the mixer and did it himself. You know, what are you doing with your life? So your confession brings you to where you are today. I'm going to say something, challenge you here. And I'm going to say it again like next Sunday, but let me find this because this is a good thing to say. Okay, how do you see yourself? This is from a healthcare nutritionist. Elizabeth, you're going to love this. The heart attack at 50 began at 20. The Alzheimer's at 70 started at 40. Loss of independence began at 80. A loss of independence at 80 began at 30 years old. The real key to aging powerfully begins with the choices that we make, both in the physical, natural, and in the words that we speak. This came from a non-born-again, non-spirit-filled nutritionist. It begins with the words you speak out of your mouth, the things that you say. It begins with you putting feet to your faith. That was something we learned in Bible school. A lot of people thought, well, I'm just going to be in the ministry and I won't have to work anymore. That's stupid. I told that one person that. They got mad, never talked to me again. They're not even serving the Lord today. Paul made tents. He worked on nets. All right? He even made the statement in Scripture, you don't work, you don't eat. Amen. Just letting you know, all right? Sometimes we have an attitude about things in life. But if you want a job, you got to put feet to your faith. What does that mean? That means I'm going to go get me a job application. I'm going to fill it out. And it asks for three things usually at the end of the application that you fill out. Anybody want to holler out what that is? References. That means if you don't work, you don't eat, because if you ain't got good references, they're not going to hire you. Amen. 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 That's why you need to have a good attitude at work. Those things are spiritual. Are you listening to me? These things are spiritual, especially in regards to life, in this life and in the life that's still yet to come. Because everything I'm doing spiritually here right now, Joe Morris even said this when he's been here. Everything will be magnified when I get to the next life. Amen. Magnified. Whoo. So what I'm doing now is going to get even better. Amen. Lynette Hagin made the statement. She goes, some of my pastors, because they're head over all of RMAI, Rhema Ministerial Association. She said it at Winter Bible, the last one we were at. And Pastor Hagin brought it up. He said, why should you retire? You need to refire. And Pastor Hagin, he's bold as all get out. I ain't quitting. I ain't going to quit. They had knee surgery and stuff. He's still up there at the pulpit the next week. He rested a little bit, but he got right back up. He's not going to quit. He's the one that wrote, I will not be defeated and I will not quit. There's a book by that name. Will not quit. He intends to preach until he takes his last breath. How are you living right now? Your focus determines your tomorrow. Amen. Your focus determines your tomorrow. And this is what the Lord put on my heart for me personally. But Jesus, if Jesus was expecting more out of you and me, he said in scriptures the works that I do, you will do what? Greater. Everybody say greater.
Greater.
If Jesus was expecting more from you and me, then why aren't we expecting more from ourselves? Amen. If Jesus was expecting more from us, the body of Christ, us who declare, I'm a Christian, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, then why aren't we expecting more from ourselves? Well, that's what we give precedence to in our life. That's what changes things. See, that was Jesus' posture every day. Every day Jesus was advancing, multiplying, increasing, and he never stopped at enough because the Father never stopped revealing more. Can I tell you something today? And this is what the Lord burned in my heart. Quit settling. He told me point blank back in March, quit settling. Sometimes we settle for things. Are you one of those? Did you just settle? See, if Jesus was expecting more, then we need to expect more. Most Christians just settle. Whatever the doctor said, I so as is. They just settle. Oh, that's what I have. I got allergies the rest of my life. That's what I have. That's mine. Thank you, Jesus. That's mine. You might as well give him thanks. You're speaking it out of your mouth. I'm telling you, the Lord told me to challenge you. What are you believing him for? He said, with long life, I will satisfy you. I will show you my salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Most Christians settle. Never let your struggle become your identity. Never let your struggles become your identity. I identify with the blood. What are you identifying with? Fox News? What are you identifying with? I identify with the blood and faith in Christ alone. Amen. He's the rock. Amen. When I'm on the rock, whoo, all other ground is sinking sand. Isn't that what the old song says? What are you standing on? Amen. When the storms come, when the thunder is loud, and the lightning strikes outside your bedroom window and rattles the whole house, I'm still standing on a rock because I'm not going to let my struggle become my identity. Amen. I mean, mowing the yard the other day, I told Melissa, I need to mow the yard. I need to mow the yard. Part of it was spiritual to me. Part of it was, I have to do this. Going back to Andrew, Andrew said, Daddy, why don't you let somebody else mow the yard? I said, no, I need to do this. And I actually let it slip out of my mouth. I'd actually thought about calling Alex and a couple people and just getting on, or Eric, and get on a schedule and just let them do it. Because it was hard, especially in this heat. It's hard. Everybody say hard. And, you know, just getting over pneumonia, you know, pushing that lawnmower. I mean, it. Honestly, I had the backslide, and I bought me one of those push-button starts on a push mower. So I wouldn't have to pull the cord anymore. Come on, y'all look at me like I'm dumb. If you could do that, you'd do it too, wouldn't you? You sit there and just smile while all the neighbors look at you. Starts up like a car. Best thing since sliced bread and peanut butter and jelly. Push that thing. Other morning, it wouldn't start at first because I hadn't used it in a while. I thought, Lord Jesus, what do I need to do? Inside, push it again. Pushed it again, it started up.
Wow.
I love my electric start. But you know, when you're pulling and pushing, you know, I have to pull it back, but then it just takes off on its own. You push the bar down. But the walking and pulling weeds out of the flower bed, going out and watering the plants. Remember I told you it's like 90% work for 80% work, 20% beauty. But that 20%, you feel satisfied that you accomplished something.
Yeah.
What are you accomplishing right now for the kingdom?
Yeah.
Can you honestly stand before heaven right now and say, Lord, I accomplished all you've called me to do? I think that's what that scripture means. Well, he'll wipe the tears from our eyes. Because he's going to show you everything he had for you.
Yeah.
And you're here, it's all good, but there's so much more I need. He wants us to do more in this life to prepare us for all the more that we're going to do in the life that's yet to come. Here is a dressing room for eternity. It's the dressing room where I am saddling up, I am locking and loading, I'm getting my horse ready, I'm going to plow my own yard, I'm going to make things as pretty as I can do. I want to minister to the brother that came in my garage and saw all of our clutter, but hugged me tighter than anybody when I prayed for him. Because that was the moment. At that moment, I was the man, the moment, and the machine for Jesus to flow through to my brother. You are the woman, the man, the moment for God to move to this generation. Amen. I haven't even got through the first three paragraphs here. Listen, if you're alive today, you know, I'm going to say this. Jesus didn't. He didn't let his struggle become his identity. Pharisees didn't like him. And he never told us to let our struggles become our identity. You know, faith doesn't hesitate. Fear does. Faith does not hesitate. Fear hesitates. Fear hesitates. Fear pulls back. But faith charges forward with fire. If you're alive today, there's more for you to see. More for you to experience, more for you to release, because God's promise isn't just a long life, it's a satisfying life. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
God's promise is a long life, but it's not just that, it's a satisfying life. Everybody say, I want to live. I want to live satisfied. Amen. You know, I'm not interested in living a long life. Time while being miserable in my health. I'm not interested in living a long time if I got to be miserable in my finances, in my relationships, in life itself. If I'm going to live a long time, I want to live strong. I want to live prosperous. I want to live full of peace because I serve the Prince of Peace. I want to live overflowing with the joy of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because Psalm 91 tells me all these things that are so vital that with a long life, he'll satisfy me. Amen? Amen. When your expectation is only on God, you will never be disappointed. Never. Never be disappointed. Why? Because God's promise isn't just a long life. It's a satisfying life. Can you say amen? It is. Because in Christ, we always win. In Christ, we always win. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but when it comes to healing, you don't have to wonder if it's God's will. The Bible says that. In Romans 8:11, the same Spirit. Everybody say the same Spirit. That did what? Raised Jesus from the dead. It is that same Spirit that's giving life to your mortal body. Are you exalting your trouble? Or are you exalting that spirit on the inside? Ooh, the greater one on the inside of you that gives life to your mortal body. In other words, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it is electrifying your mortal self. It is making you to be able to walk in greater things. It gives you strength to believe, strength to stand, strength to honor God. It's important, folks. Amen.
Amen.
Again, I'm not interested in living long and being miserable. I want to live in victory. How about you? See, the Holy Spirit lives in you not just to ride along. The Holy Spirit's living in you not just to ride along, but to infuse you with the life and the healing power of the Most High God. Quit wondering if it's God's will and give in to his power. Stop meditating on the truth that he's already put inside of you and stop meditating on fear. Are you here today? Amen. I don't care how my lungs felt. I'm going to mow the grass. I'm going to wash my own car. I'm going to vacuum it. I'm going to get out and work. God's called you, Elizabeth, to make a couple million dollars. You don't do that by sitting here spinning your thumbs, do you? Because you came up and told me that after you got that big bonus. Well, it's time to double and triple that. Amen. You with me? This girl tithes. She honors God every chance she gets. But she loves the Lord. And everybody knows she loves Jesus. Right? He ran off a few boys because they didn't love Jesus. Amen. Pulled out that pitchfork of the Holy Ghost. Get out of here. Get. Amen. But God's got somebody. You watch. If when your focus is on the Lord, he'll bring that which you wish for all the time right where you're at because he knows the desires of your heart. He knows your desires. Amen. Give me 2 minutes here. Is this good? So you need to challenge yourself. God burned in me that I need to challenge myself. And he told me I need to tell you all this because you need to be challenged. God's promise isn't just a long life. It's a satisfying life. Amen. Psalm 91 says, with long life, he will what?
Satisfy.
You need to say that every day. Lord, I have a good life, a long life. I am satisfied because you are doing great and mighty things every day in my life. You need to believe for a life to enjoy, not a life to endure. You ought to write that down. That'll challenge you. You need to believe God for a life to enjoy, not a life I'm just getting by. Oh, Lord, them doctors cut me from here in my navel all the way back to here. Brother, I just feel like a Mack truck in the rain, just flapping along for the glory of God. If you talk like that, be it unto you as you have believed. I'm not being negative or condemning. I'm telling you, salvation doesn't just bring healing. It brings divine health. Let me say that again. That's a mouthful to chew on. Salvation doesn't just bring healing. It brings with it divine health. That means living free from sickness, living free from disease, and living free from what the culture calls normal. Wednesday night I told you about our school principal. He changed positions and they went and started and pioneered a church. But he was turning 50. I was the health and family living teacher. And all the teachers wanted to throw him a birthday party for turning 50. And I cried for him when they threw this party. Because they brought one of those old wheelchairs like you saw in that Alfred Hitchcock's movie. Wheelchair where, you know, his mother was in that wheelchair up in the attic. Big old-fashioned wheelchair, big wood back, big old wheels, little wheels on the front that moved around. When they brought it up front and they made him sit in it and they put a black blanket across his legs so he wouldn't be cold. And then the teachers brought in black balloons. I don't remember what the cake said, but it was the cake that broke my heart. The world has a negative view of age. Now listen to me, because this is part I want to close with till next Sunday. The world has a negative view of what normal should be. They believe in all this stuff, and we're fed all this stuff if we're feeding on all that stuff.
Yep.
Are you listening to me? If you're fed all that stuff all the time, you'll believe it. You'll lay claim to it. And remember what I said earlier? Never let your struggle become your identity. We need to walk free from what the spirit of the world, the counterculture, calls normal. Yes, you may be facing symptoms right now, but don't stop trying to be healed. Yes, you may be facing things in your life, but start renewing your mind to what the reality is in the Word, and that is the fact that Jesus died and was raised from the dead so that you could be dead to sickness, dead to disease. Not dead because of it, but dead to it. Because when your expectation is only on God, and I think that's where I was supposed to be, when your expectation is only on God, you will never be disappointed. Amen? So I'm going to close here. Stand up on your feet. Amen. Now again, I'm preaching to myself, okay? Don't take it personal. The Lord told me to challenge you. I know a lot of us have had to deal with stuff. I had to deal with nerve issues. I told you last week I had it in my head and a dream that the doctor was going to come in and tell me I could never walk again. That all whole morning at Sims Murphy, I was quiet. Because you know what I was trying to do? I was trying to get a handle on my thoughts. I'm with you. I understand we deal with stuff, okay? There's things right now, even in my own body, I'm believing God for. I'm going to walk free from that. Every day it gets better. Amen. I look at these pictures and I see how young I was, see how old I am now, but I still look cool. I can shoot a gun. Glory to God. I learned to drive, driving a road grader down the runway at the Sky Ranch in Knoxville. Folks, never stop living life, because God's called you to live a long, happy, satisfied life. I know you're facing things. I know you may be dealing with things, but you need to start renewing your mind to the reality is that you are dead to sickness. Christ redeemed you from the curse of the law. He was made a curse for you. Galatians 3:13. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Jesus hung on the tree. Why? It goes on, it says in Galatians 3:13, so that all of the blessings of Abraham could come upon me, could come upon you. So today, I give you your homework assignment. Go read all the curses in Deuteronomy 28. And then read all the blessings. Jesus paid for all the curses for you to be dead to all those and that you could walk in 100% of all the blessings. Amen? Amen. That's not condemnation. That's you changing your belief structure. And that's what we live for, because God's got more. Amen. Amen. All right, say it out loud with me. I am dead to sickness. I choose life. I choose to be well, to be whole. Doesn't that stir your faith on the inside when you say that? Can you say it again? I choose life. I am dead to sickness. I choose to walk in health. I stir myself on the inside. I choose to make every religious mindset mad. Because I'm going to step up in the reality of divine health. Because I am in Christ. And because I am in Christ, I always win. Do you believe that today? Come on, shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, that we're a healthy bunch. We're a healthy bunch. Oh, we're filled with your glory and power. Lord, we just thank you for that right now. Lord, even though the doctors have said certain things, Lord, we choose to believe your word. We'll listen to what they say. Maybe even we'll be taking the medicine they gave us, but at the same time, we're going to lay hands on it and say, no. Lord, I thank you. This is working of healing to my body, but your power is alive on the inside, driving out this problem, driving out this pain, driving out the neck problems, driving out blindness, driving out hearing problems, driving out things, because Jesus is the healer. I've been redeemed from the curse, And I choose to walk in victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Oh, you know, this morning, if you need prayer, at the end of the service, come up here. I'll be glad to lay hands on you and pray for you. Amen. As we go through this series, we're going to give time at the end of the service to lay hands on everybody. But I'm telling you right now, I want to change your vision. Change the way you look at things. Change the way you see life. Because God's got greater things for your life. Amen. Glory to God. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Nobody looking around. If you're in here today, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. If you're watching online, you've never asked Him into your heart. Why don't you do that today? So easy to do. So easy to do. And it's simple. I don't care how bad you think you are. Bible says He's faithful and just to forgive you. Forgive you. He died for you. He will cleanse all of your sin and make you brand new. All you got to do is pray a simple prayer. It's so easy to do. And we're all going to pray it with you. Church, pray with them right now. You, if you're watching or here today, pray it in faith with us. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die for me, to be raised from the dead. Father God, I ask you to forgive me, cleanse me from all of my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me brand new. From this day forward, I will live my life for you. I believe that you died for me, and I believe that you were raised from the dead. Thank you for coming and living big on the inside of me right now in Jesus' name. Now, if you prayed that prayer, all you need to do, and I don't know if I got this here. Here we go. Amen. All you got to do is send us an email. We'll send you a Bible. We'll send you some books on who I am in Christ and what the new birth's all about. Did you enjoy today?
Oh, yeah.
I had to preach on me today. Amen. All right. Hey, next week, I am going to burn the barn down. I am telling you, you need to hear next week, because you as a believer, Moses doesn't have anything on what you have. And if you start seeing things in the scriptures that belong to you, it'll change your confession. I don't care where you're at in your life right now. God wants to do more for you. If you're breathing, He's got a plan. Don't give up. He's faithful. Amen. All right. Hey, don't miss next week. Oh, here's what I was going to tell you. If you get the word of encouragement all this week for 5 days, I'm going to send you what I personally got from Rick Renner about the rapture. If you do not get the word of encouragement, you need to fill out the paper. I think it's back there. If you'll fill it out and turn it in today back at the sound booth or to Pastor Matthew here, or come lay it up front on our seat, I'll make sure you're on that paper, that mail out. We'll send you that word of encouragement. All this week, I'm going to include Rick Renner's teaching in email form. It's like reading The Sparkling Gem. The first day, it blew my mind. It was awesome. So if you didn't get that and you want to, you're going to get it this week from me, but if you're on the word of encouragement. But if you're not, sign up and we'll give it to you, okay? Don't miss it. It's really good. You'll enjoy it. All right? Amen. If you need prayer for anything, come up front. We'll be glad to pray with you. Thank you for hanging a little bit longer today. Love you. See you Wednesday. Amen. Yeah.